and welcome to the podcast. This is Black Helicopter News, and I'm your host, Andrew Robinson. Thanks for joining us. This is episode 25, and we have a lot of information to get to. But first, I need to make a couple quick announcements. Tonight is the Words on Main Writer Series kickoff event. It'll be held at Dino's on Main in Asbury Park, New Jersey, and will feature Damian Rucci from episodes 8 and 24, and several other poets reciting their poetry, and it should be a good time for all. The event kicks off at 7 p.m. It's a free event, so don't miss out. Hope to see you there. Also, I'm working on my new EP. The working title is Rorschach Test, hoping to drop this month. And finally, the Black Helicopter News Telethon 2015 has almost reached our goal of $99.90. Now back to the news. NASA quietly tests engine that uses no fuel and violates the laws of physics. This is on therundownlive.com. NASA has successfully tested a new space drive that doesn't use a propellant and shouldn't work according to the laws of physics. It works by bouncing microwaves in an enclosed chamber, thus creating a thrust. It has demonstrated definitively that it has worked. Tales from the Crypt being resurrected by TNT and Shyamalan. This is on Newsmax.com. The classic horror television series will be revived in the fall on TNT with the help of Oscar-nominated director M. Night Shyamalan. Can't wait to see that. Was a big fan of the original. Impeach Obama, 75 crimes by president. This is on Infowars.com. President has violated the Constitution and or broke the law at least 75 times during his presidency. Few good reasons on the list are Operation Fast and Furious, illegally arming Mexican drug cartels to demonize the Second Amendment. Also using executive action to restrict Second Amendment. He also supports warrantless wiretapping, which is unconstitutional. He's lied about Obamacare and much, much more. How this will play out, we'll have to wait and see. When is armed resistance to the government acceptable? This is on AboveTopSecret.com. Civil unrest is a growing problem in the U.S., and with the Patriot Act, bank bailouts, and much more, the issue is only getting worse. Being that the government's controlled by the foreign banks and globalist combines, will the frustration from this cause more armed civil unrest in the future? Our forefathers said clearly that there are and will be times when revolution's necessary. That's why we have the Second Amendment. Most of the listeners get this. But I'm curious about when will the time come, and how will we know that the government won't use propaganda to demonize the true patriot and the real freedom fighters? Also, Obama responds to Black Helicopter News on gun control and martial law. This is on Infowars.com. Much like the Wizard of Oz, President Obama asked Americans to ignore some podcasts showcasing a conspiracy to disarm Americans and condition a country for martial law. He was responding to a question from retired NASA astronaut Mark Kelly, who said gun control critics warned that expanding background checks will lead to a registry, which will lead to confiscation, which will lead to a tyrannical government, which is an oft-quoted statement by Andrew Robinson. Only 2% of Americans think guns and gun control are among the top problems in the country. Next up, were hobbits real? This is on JSTOR Daily. New research suggests the skeletons of an early human-like creature discovered in a cave on Flores Island, Indonesia, in 2003, belonged to actual, real-life hobbits that stood between 3.5 to 4.5 feet tall. Ever since discovered, anthropologists have debated whether or not they were hobbits or just humans suffering from incomplete development, stature, and undersized brains. If they are hobbits, how would such a tiny human evolve? The hypothesis comes from something called the island rule, which states that small animals tend to get larger on islands as there are fewer predators, while larger animals tend to get smaller because of the reduced resources available to them. Presumably, if a population of humans were isolated on this island, they would also evolve into a smaller species, dwarf. This newspaper is not going to stop the controversy. The next paper may argue that the hobbit is really a small human. We've got to wait and see.